This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Matt.
And we get some actual good news, because the first hour was pretty depressing with a cop shooting a man to death in a wheelchair. Yet another story of just ongoing police abuse. A little bit of good news. In fact, I would say a lot of good news in this case. The latest study is in, Matt, and turns out our very own New Hampshire, which to which you and I have migrated. You came from New York. I came from Florida.
Mm-hmm. Best thing I ever did.
You came from the least free state, mm-hmm. number 50 out of 50. And I came from a relatively free state. Florida also has no income tax like New Hampshire. But New Hampshire has defeated Florida as the freest state, according to the Freedom in the 50 States study, which is a yearly, it's either yearly or every other year study. I'm not sure if it's consistently done. But Freedom in the 50 States, that's with 50, freedominthe50states.org, has the full details. But I just wanted to share with you their sort of overall summary of why this happened.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, number one, New Hampshire has overtaken Florida in the fifth edition of the index. There's only been five of these that have come out over the last several years. This time, New Hampshire has regained the crown as the freest state in the Union. In the more distant past, New Hampshire had a huge lead over the rest of the country on fiscal policy, a lead that partly dissipated between the year 2000 and 2008 because of big increases in local property taxes, which were in turn driven by growth in education spending.
Oh.
It has rebounded quite a bit in absolute terms, but has been eclipsed by Florida and Tennessee on the fiscal front. New Hampshire grabs the top spot overall because it does well in both economic freedom, it's third place, and personal freedom, second place, something that's also true of Florida, but is not the case for Tennessee. It could be a challenge for rivals to catch New Hampshire next time because of policy changes in 2021 in a pro-freedom direction, including tax cuts and the passage of an Education Freedom Accounts program. And by the way, I learned something interesting about the Education Freedom Accounts. Have you heard about these things?
Yeah, I mean, I've been hearing about them through the back channels for a long time because there are Free Stater people who are working on stuff like that.
Yeah, and so there's a new streaming show that has come out, and of course it's, you know, you can play it back anytime you want, but some of the Free Staters like Carly Garrick and Jeremy Kaufman and Justin O'Donnell and some others are doing a weekly show. It competes with us. It's on Monday evenings, but they're doing a show called Free State Live, and I love it.
Them.
I love it. And so they had on Kate Baker, who is a Free Stater, who I think she's a Free Stater. I'm almost 100% she is. Anyway, she is active in this field of education freedom. She works at like a charity that helps administer educational freedom scholarships, for instance. And they worked to get this Education Freedom Account thing passed in New Hampshire. Now, apparently, there are some other states that have similar ideas where, as I understand it, basically parents can opt into this thing and say, hey, we're going to take our kid out of government schools, and we'd like to get our check. And the state essentially issues them a check for whichever school, or I think it even qualifies for homeschool. I'm not sure about that, but I think it might qualify for homeschool, where the state essentially then pays for the private schooling at that point.
We should get some of those people to call in and let us know exactly how all this works.
Yeah, it was interesting because what she was saying was
Jody Underwood has worked relentlessly on this for years.
This program is actually apparently administered by a private charity. Unlike the others, so one of the things that differentiates the educational savings accounts in New Hampshire from the ones that are done in other states or that are going to be done in other states, because like they all kind of got passed around similar time frames, New Hampshire implemented theirs within 8 weeks because it was a private charity that is administered, sort of like the go-between between the parents and the school system or whatever. Whereas in the other states that have passed laws that are similar, it's the state government that does the administrating of the scholarship funds. And so the other states, it's like, oh, yeah, it's going to take a year, maybe 2 years before we can implement this. Whereas New Hampshire, 8 weeks, boom, it was on.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, so now you can actually do this as parents in New Hampshire, which is pretty exciting. And like, it's been overwhelmingly popular, apparently, so far.
And I bet the hardcore control freaks hate everything about it. Lately, the leftist news in New Hampshire every single thing they have written or podcasted comes off as an absolutely as an advertising piece for the Free State Press.
Yes.
And it sounds so like, oh, we do all those things? Wow, we're totally awesome. Thank you for telling the whole world how great everything is here.
That's exactly what's going
on. It's hilarious.
And they absolutely are blaming the Free Staters for all these amazing success stories. And they should be. The New Hampshire advantage, as they call it, could get even stronger within New England. The three states of northern New England pose a stark contrast in economic policies and for most of the late 20th and early 21st centuries economic outcomes. New Hampshire's overall tax burden is well below the national average at just 8.1%. The state government taxes less than any other state except Alaska. And I suspect that has to do with the Alaskan checks that get handed out.
Right.
We show a decline in state taxes as a share of adjusted personal income from a high of 3.8% in fiscal year 2002 to 3.0% today. Let me repeat that. In 19 years, the state government actually spends less as an adjusted share of personal income now than it did 19 years ago.
Oh.
So it was 3.8% in 2002, and it's 3% today.
Wow.
Meanwhile, local taxes have risen from 3.7% of income to 5.1% from 2001 to 2019.
I bet that's Keene and Manchester and all the cities screwing up that curve. I bet the smaller towns aren't like that.
Could be, but it's also down from a high of 5.6% in 2012.
That's great.
So that's going
down.
Let's keep going. Yeah. New Hampshire is therefore a highly fiscally decentralized state. Granted, staters have quite a wide choice in local government, with 2.8 competing jurisdictions for every 100 square miles. Government debt, which is 12.7%, consumption, 7.9%, and employment, 10.1%, are all much lower than average nationwide. And in all these categories, we see improvements since 2010, especially on the debt side. However, cash and security assets are below average and have been dropping. New Hampshire's regulatory outlook is not so sunny, however. It's still an above-average state and improving relative to its past when a decade ago it ranked in the mid-30s. So it's still doing better than it was 10 years ago. The Granite State's primary sin is exclusionary zoning. Both measures suggest that New Hampshire is among the more regulated states, although one measure shows improvements since 2005 relative to the other states. Part of the problem might be the absence of a regulatory takings law. However, the eminent domain law is strong. The state has a renewable portfolio standard on labor market freedom. New Hampshire is below average primarily because of the absence of a right-to-work law and of any exceptions to the workers' compensation mandate. So New Hampshire isn't perfect. It's not a utopia, but it is the freest state.
Wait, there isn't right to work in New Hampshire?
There is not.
I thought that happened.
Not to my knowledge. It's been proposed, but it's, I think, barely didn't pass.
Yeah, you know, I come from New York, and New York is a right to work state. So one of the things I was super surprised about when I moved to New Hampshire is it's not a right to work state. Mm. It's pretty amazing.
But yet you don't have a huge problem with union influence here.
You don't. Yeah. But I don't want to give them a foothold one bit either.
And right to work is such one of those confusing political terms. It's like, well, what do you mean right to work? What's that?
Yeah, there are shops that can keep you out if you're not a part of the union. So you're forced, if you want to ply your trade, you're forced to join a union.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the wins here in New Hampshire and some, you know, legitimate critiques. Again, we do have zoning, but not every town does. So it's a town-by-town decision in New Hampshire. So if you want to avoid zoning, there are places you can move to in New Hampshire where you want to just build something, you just build it. There's no one to go to and beg for their permission.
That's where we need to go.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Number 603-283-6160. again, Matt.
And Matt.
Now it's working.
There we go.
Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just click Get Started at the top of the page there, and then you can start learning. Because Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, this is a concept that is not going to go away.
And if you're not in a little bit yet, you're nuts.
Well, and you know, it might be a good time to take a look at making a buy, because 3 weeks ago it was like $68,000 for a Bitcoin, and now it's around $57,000. So they say buy the dips. Yeah. I can't give you financial advice or anything like that, but it seems like that's been a pretty good plan over the last decade.
Is it financial advice to talk about Bitcoin? Because Bitcoin's not money, according to the feds, right?
Well, that's it depends on which feds you ask.
What are you talking about?
They certainly seem to think it's money in the case against the Crypto 6.
Uh-huh. Suddenly it's money. It's money. Yeah. It is when it benefits them. Yeah.
Exactly. So you learn more about crypto over at Bitcoin.com. Again, click Get Started. Watch at the very minimum, watch the first video, 3 minutes of your life. You'll get down some of the basic concepts about, you know, decentralization and what makes cryptocurrency different from the government monies that we've been forced to deal with for so long. So get over to Bitcoin.com. If you're not new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got that as well over at news.bitcoin.com. Now, we're talking about some news that we consider to be pretty big here, and that is that New Hampshire has retaken the number one freedom ranking in all of the United States.
Now, that's not good enough for me, though.
No.
We don't want to take the number one spot away from Florida. We need to bury Florida.
Yeah, I agree. We need to be number one by a mile.
By a mile.
It does not need to be a close contest. And it has been in the recent years, but New Hampshire has taken the lead, according to freedominthe50states.org. We were kind of going through some of the things that are great about New Hampshire and some of the things it needs to work on. And as they point out here at freedominthe50states.org, New Hampshire does have a little bit too much regulatory action.
We could just turn number one back over to Florida.
Why?
By not being one of the 50 states anymore.
Ooh, I like that.
How about
we
just pull the plug on that whole deal altogether, and then we don't have to be. We can just be number one on a list of one.
We would be, I think, New Hampshire would be the number one freest place on the planet without the federal government.
I think it already is.
Holding it down.
I think it would be. Where else is freer than other than...
I don't know. Hong Kong, you know,
even though it's being run by China,
economic freedom, though, it does beat the United States. Now, that's the thing. We don't, on the international freedom rankings, they don't break out the states. So we don't get to see the comparison of, well, what does New Hampshire look like compared to Hong Kong and Singapore as far as economic?
Can I own a gun in Hong Kong?
No.
Then I'm not free in Hong Kong.
That's true. I think you make a strong argument that New Hampshire may very well be. It's just no one's ever done that before. The Fraser Institute does do a freedom of the world, but they don't break out the states in that study. But they also do a freedom of North America. And in all of North America, New Hampshire is the freest place. So it beats every state of Mexico, it beats every province of Canada, and it beats every other state. New Hampshire's number one in that study. That just came out, by the way, within the last couple months. And now you've got this other study, which is Cato Institute, freedominthe50states.org. And by the way, Freedom in the 50 States, it's a newer study. It hasn't been going on as long as, say, Fraser Institute has. But it's very interesting stuff. They got a nice little interactive map that you can look at. And we'll give you the bottom five coming up here. And we'll give you the top five and the bottom five, just so you know where some of these states are at.
You know what I want to do? I don't want to be the freest place in America. I don't want to be the freest place in the world. I want to be the freest place in the universe by a mile. Like, I don't want any close competitors. And then I want to ripple effect that out to Maine and to Vermont and to northern New York and to northern Mass.
It's going
to
be tough because Vermont's got a lot of socialists.
It does, except they're really only in the cities. Vermont suffers from the same problem you get everywhere else. You get city folks trying to control the rest of the population in cultures and places they don't even understand. They don't care that exists. They're trying to force their way of living onto everybody for whom it's irrelevant.
I want to go on here because that's way off in the future, right? Like, we've got a totally free New Hampshire first before we'll have any chance of it spreading, right? And I think that once that does happen, we will set the example for the world. Mm-hmm. And whether it spreads directly to Maine or it spreads, you know, to Guatemala or whoever it is that goes next, I think there will be a next after New Hampshire. I think that's probably true.
I hope so.
But let's talk more about what this summary here from, you know, why did New Hampshire take over? Why did it defeat Florida and take the lead again? So New Hampshire was number one. Florida bounced in for a year, and New Hampshire's back. And this is predicting that New Hampshire will distance the lead in 2021.
Cool. So what can we do? What, like, on a tangible, other than secession, what can we do that would make it even... Well, how do we widen that gap?
Well, that's easy. You just move more freedom lovers to New Hampshire.
That would help.
Yeah, and by freedom lovers, I mean people that are libertarians, not conservatives. Okay? I'm not talking about people that want to control you from your religious beliefs,
right.
Control your body. People that understand what the non-aggression principle is.
Actual freedom lovers.
Right. Those people who are willing to be active... need to forget about this Florida-Texas nonsense and actually move to New Hampshire because that's where the only gathering of libertarians is. I understand there's a lot of people who've moved to Florida recently, and if you're from California and you move to Florida, you've made a better move. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You're moving from, like, state number 48 to state number 2 as far as freedom is concerned. Mm-hmm. So I don't blame you for that, but you didn't really research it. You're just like, oh, I'm following a trend. Florida sounds nice. It's warm. I'll go there. When the reality is, the migration of freedom lovers is to New Hampshire. If there's a bunch of libertarians who move to Florida, they won't have an impact. And that's because Florida's a huge effing place with over 20 million people.
It's giant.
It's tremendously large. You cannot just spend a morning driving to, you know, the state capital. Like, for us, it's an hour to Concord from here in, you know, an hour and 10 minutes from here in Keene, from the southwest corner of the state. So if we want to go down to the state house and, you know, testify on some legislation, which is our right to do here, and every single bill gets a hearing, by the way, that doesn't happen in most states. If we want to go down there, we just, you know, hop in the car, hour later, boom, we're there.
Yep.
You know, we can spend a few hours at the state house and go to lunch and go home, and it's just one day. It's no big deal.
And also, doesn't New Hampshire have the largest government in the world in terms of, like, people who work in elected offices?
Well, like, you mean as far as representatives?
Yeah.
It's got actually a very small government as far as the number of bureaucrats and, like, dollars per,
right.
You know, tax dollars.
But elected officials, there's like 400 or...
Yeah, there are 400 state representatives, 24 state senators, and so therefore the 400 state reps, quote-unquote, represent about 3,000 to 3,500 people per.
Right. So if you don't like a piece of legislation, you probably know where the guy is who voted on it. You can go yell at him on his front porch.
Yeah, you probably will run into him at the grocery store.
Yeah.
There's a good chance of that around here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And what you're citing is one of the myriad of reasons why people chose New Hampshire as that destination for the freedom migration.
Mm-hmm.
It's only coming here, and thousands are already...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The House passed a continuing resolution that would fund the government through February 18th, sending the measure on to the Senate where a shutdown scare awaits. A group of conservative senators continues to threaten objections unless the Senate takes a simple majority vote on defunding President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate on U.S. businesses. If a single senator insists on maximum debate time, the federal government would shut down at least over the weekend. Speaking at the NIH, President Biden says the United States is greatly improved from where it was a year ago.
Last Christmas, fewer than 1% of American adults were fully vaccinated. This Christmas, that number will be 72%, including more than 86% of seniors.
The president laying out his COVID plans for the winter. This is USA Radio News. With cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 now in the United States, President Biden is at the National Institutes of Health to discuss his COVID-19 strategy for the winter. The president says he will continue to ship vaccines all around the world and increased restrictions for people coming into the United States.
We're going to accelerate our efforts to vaccinate the rest of the world and strengthen the international travel rules for people coming to the United States.
Leading oil producers say they will continue with plans to increase supply in January despite a recent plunge in global oil prices. The agreement was reached at a meeting of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and key allies, which include both Russia and Saudi Arabia. Analysts are expecting OPEC to pause the output increase of 400,000 barrels each day starting early next year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Number for you to join us, 603-283-6160. We are talking about the latest study, and it is not the only one, just the latest one. It shows that New Hampshire is the number one most free state of all the 50 states. And it was just a couple weeks ago we were talking about the Fraser Institute study that found that New Hampshire has the most economic freedom of all the entirety of North America. So, again, this one actually takes into consideration personal freedoms as well as economic freedoms. Very, very interesting study over at freedominthe50states.org. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Matt.
And I want to say thanks to Brianna Hansen, who is a Free Talk Live supporter via our new AMPS program over on our new Patreon. You can join that over at amps.freetalklive.com, as Brianna has done. And she is a silver amplifier, which means that she is sending $5 a month into the AMPS program. You get some cool perks for doing that. Head over to amps.freetalklive.com. You can join us and help us continue to spread the ideas of liberty all around the United States and beyond. We got over 185 great radio stations that air this show throughout the week. We can have more than that, but it does take money and it does take effort. So thank you for your help with that, Brianna, and everybody else over at amps.freetalklive.com. So New Hampshire, number one again, and retaking the number one seat. And as you say, Matt, we need to make New Hampshire number one by far. We need to make it so there is no one else in striking distance, that there is no other threat. There's no question in anyone's mind. It's like, you want freedom? You go to New Hampshire.
That's right. And then we can stand on top of a pillar of greatness and look down on all the peons who are less free and say, you'll never get here. You'll never be able to be as good as we are. You guys can't do it. You suck. You're always going to suck. You can't do it. Well, so maybe that'll make them like want to try.
Well, they could get here. They just have to move here.
They have to move here.
And, you know, for now.
For those who insist on staying in New York, you know, then fight harder then.
I feel so bad for those guys. I saw...
Schmucks.
What's a dude's name? Larry somebody who ran for the Libertarian Party?
Yeah.
Larry somebody.
Yeah. Larry. I know what you're talking about.
That guy. He ran for governor there. Sharp.
Larry Sharp.
That's
yep.
his name. And he's running for governor again, and he wants tens of thousands of dollars so you can, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars so he can throw more money down the rat hole.
Put it right in the toilet.
That is New York politics. Walk away with another 2% victory or whatever. You know, sorry, not going to happen. if you've got money to donate to liberty-friendly causes, donate it to New Hampshire. Donate it to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. It's actually getting things
kicking
done.
Butt.
That's actually reviewing hundreds of pieces of legislation every single year and giving voting recommendations to all of the state reps on how to vote on bills if they want to actually support liberty.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like to see
incredible stuff.
Could use some funny. I'd like to see, you know, libertarians have done a great job. I, you know, the word co-opt is such a gross word, but they basically co-opted the right wing in New Hampshire at this point.
Yeah.
There's no reason we can't be speaking to the left wing as well.
I agree.
You know, there are ways that there are very appealing things about libertarianism to lefties.
Yeah, I think you're right. And what you're referring to is that the freedom lovers that have moved here, a lot of them have gotten involved in the Republican Party.
It was just lower hanging fruit. The left wing in New Hampshire is extremely heavily guarded.
Yes, they're very paranoid.
They're extremely paranoid, and they hate the thought of their followers and the people who aren't actual political operatives,
right,
of hearing anything that might be appealing. So they guard their flock with knives out. I would like to see some money coming in to maybe help us dull their knives a lot and getting the word out to the Democrat flock, because there are a lot of Democrats in New Hampshire who aren't extremists.
Yeah, that's true, and you're right, they are guarded. I remember years ago there were a couple guys here in Keene, one of them, Andrew, I forget his name, he did the marijuana protest years ago, and another guy, Will, they tried to show up to one of the Democrats' meetings and were literally barred from entry.
Yeah.
Because they knew who they were. They knew they were free staters.
Yep.
And later on, the Dems had to relent and let them in because it's a public meeting.
Right. But you will not be allowed. If you are someone who has dreams of being a free stater, you want to make the move to New Hampshire sometime, and you have some slightly more socially liberal leanings, you're not so much worried about the economics, and you plan to maybe run as a Democrat here, I'm going to tell you right now, do not let the Democrats know that you have anything to do with the Free State Project.
Yes, they will.
Do not let them know
that
you have... Do not use the word liberty in front of them. Mm. You have to come in a wolf in sheep's clothing, get into that Democrat Party, probably show past Democrat cred, and then maybe they will let you. But they are extremely paranoid, and they vet the hell out of anybody who comes into their meetings.
Yeah, I suspect there are people who are doing just as you've suggested, who, you know, the idea of being a Republican rubs them the wrong way, and they know that the Free Staters are having success infiltrating and taking over the Republican Party, and they want to do the same thing with the Dems, and they're just being real quiet and real careful.
It's going to have to be with the Democrat Party in New Hampshire, and we got to get it. We need to get them. We just got to get them for the sake of getting them, because we've
got to
get them.
It needs to get to the point where every single race is a Free Stater versus a Free Stater.
Yeah.
And they don't even know it necessarily.
And that's basically what we have seen on the national political front, except that hasn't been Free Staters versus Free Staters. It's been Trotskyists versus Marxists.
That's
so
true.
Let's take a little bit back here. Let's drive the commies out of the Democrat Party. I think there's going to be a lot of Democrats in New Hampshire
who are leaving.
There. I know.
They're leaving.
They're literally picking up shop and leaving. They can't stand, oh, my God, the horrors.
You know, it was funny. you mentioned some of the posts that these people have been making online, like the leftists are freaking out.
They're freaking out.
Over the libertarians.
And the freakouts they write look like advertisements.
They really do. They had a 90-minute long infomercial like a month ago where they spent literally an hour and a half just going over all the amazing things that we do here. Like, you know, you can move here and then people will come to your move, like your move-in day and like actually unload a huge moving truck. And they mentioned Mark Warden, the Porcupine real estate agent, in this actual 90-minute infomercial. I mean, it basically was like an infomercial. They did their research, and they really do their research on this movement.
And they think it sounds bad.
You're right.
It sounds delicious.
To us, it sounds great. And that's fantastic. And they've been doing this kind of stuff for years. So this isn't that new. It's just, it seems like now it's happening more often. Now there's more, like, visible caterwauling about the Free State Project. They're even saying things like the Free State Project is working. Like, they've said things like that publicly now. So in case anybody was wondering whether or not this is just some sort of pie in the sky with no proof of concept, no. They really do acknowledge the Free State Project, the movement, the migration of libertarians, as their greatest threat. They hate us. There's no other place in the United States, or in the world for that matter, that I've heard of, where libertarians are hated like this, where libertarians are targeted like this, where libertarians are talked about in any way like this. It's, if you're a libertarian in New York, California, Florida, Texas, you name it, you are nothing. You mean nothing to the people in power.
Not at all.
They don't want to listen to what you have to say about their legislation. They don't care about what you think about their candidates. They don't care about your candidates when you run candidates because they know you ain't going to win.
And here we are accused of owning the government, owning the
Republicans.
Governor.
Oh, the governor?
Yeah, they say that we own Sununu. Which is,
when the reality is we're protesting in front of his house.
Yeah.
So it is really.
But in a way, we do hold a lot of sway with the GOP in New Hampshire. Yes. Yeah. So maybe, well, you know, maybe in a way the governor does, you know, the governor might have to take a knee to the libertarians in New Hampshire.
The reason why the libertarians have had so much success, I think, with the GOP is because if you can fog a mirror and you show up at a GOP meeting, they're like, oh, thank God, someone under the age of 50.
It showed up.
They can't even.
And just FYI, I've been to the Democrat meetings. Democrat meetings, there are no spring chickens sitting around those. They're bigger meetings. I will say that there's more people at those meetings, yep. But they're old.
603-283-6160.
And they're not necessarily all about that Marxism. They're old Democrats.
603-283. Well, a lot of the Dems grew up with guns in New York.
Yeah. You've
got to remember that. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian
and Matt.
Know about our Odyssey channel. It is a way for you to not only watch us live, but also watch the show later on if you want. It's backed up by the Library Protocol, and we've been posting our video archives to Library for years now on Free Talk Live, and now they're offering live streaming through Odyssey. What Odyssey is something Library actually created back in 2020 as a competitor to YouTube, because YouTube has gone, you know, totally corporate, totally evil, and, you know, they may delete our YouTube channel at any moment. We're not streaming there anymore because they keep striking us for talking about things the government doesn't like, basically. And so if you want to have more freedom to, you know, share videos, you should get over on the Library Protocol. You can go to librarylbry.com, learn more about the protocol there. You can download the Library Desktop app if you want to go all in. But at minimum, you should follow our Odyssey channel, which, again, they're kind of tied together. You go to video.freetalklive.com, follow us there. That's video.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Richard is first up here in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Richard.
Yes, I began working today on building a case against the city of Albuquerque because they're not enforcing the no smoking regulations and ordinances at the bus transfer center, the University of New Mexico Hospital, and other places. And I quit smoking 36 years ago, and
congrats.
I'm almost 71 years old, and I remember when in 1964 the Surgeon General started requiring the signs on the cigarette packs that said smoking was dangerous and hazardous.
Did you think back then that smoking was okay until the Surgeon General said otherwise? Did you believe, prior to the Surgeon General putting the signage up on the packaging, did you believe that smoking was good for you prior to that?
Well, I was 14 years old when the Surgeon General came out, and I really wasn't all that knowledgeable, but in the meantime, I've developed a medical background, and yeah,
Do you really need to have a medical background to realize that inhaling large volumes of smoke on a regular basis might not be good for you?
Well, it helped me quit, that's for sure, because I also smoked marijuana quite often for about 14 years. I'm a Vietnam veteran. So.
I gotcha. Richard, let me say, I just don't know if you're going to have any success against the city of Albuquerque, because usually, and, you know, this isn't legal advice, and, you know, maybe you can find an attorney who wants to take the case, but usually when it comes to governments, they have no obligation to do anything that they say they're going to do. And I thank you for the call tonight. I wish you the best. You know, it's frustrating when a government gang says they're going to do a thing, and then they don't do the thing they say they're going to do, right?
Yeah, also, generally, they're the ones handing out permits for places like bus stations, and they're the ones that are in mm-hmm. control, that kind of thing. And they push out anyone else who might become a competitor.
You mean in, like, a city bus?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so you that's can't, true. You know, they're so heavily regulated that nobody else is allowed to come along and open up a bus station that might be smoke-free and enforced,
right.
You know. That could be enforced from within, you know. You see somebody lighting up a cigarette, well, a security agent that works for the bus station might come up and say, put it out or get out.
Yeah, you're not allowed on our bus.
But they're not even allowed to open those stations anyway because the city says, well, we've already got one. We don't need another one.
But then they drop the ball. They say they're going to enforce this new thing, and then they don't.
They do nothing.
And the thing is, you know, there have been so many court cases where much more serious matters have been at hand, like mm-hmm. people being murdered and raped and the victims trying to call the police never coming for whatever reason. Maybe they think it's a bad neighborhood. Maybe they think the call is BS. Whatever their reasoning, they don't show up. And so those people who were getting, you know, assaulted decide to file suit. And then the Supreme Court rules, no, sorry, the police have no obligation to provide
protect
you with any services. They have no obligation to protect you. They have no obligation to show up. They have no obligation to do anything. And it's not just the police. It's every government agency out there. The only exception that I've heard about to this is unless you are in their protection, like their actual, like if you're their ward. Right, so if you are under arrest, if you are in their prison, you know, if you're like a juvie or whatever, if you're an adult in prison or whatever, if their job is to keep you alive, then they're supposed to. But otherwise, they got no obligation to do
anything. I wonder if that's because they have no right to exist in the first place. Where does the Constitution say the government has a right to create a police force?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I wonder if that's the root of their lack of responsibility legally. They shouldn't exist in the first place.
Yeah, that's an interesting legal question. If you want to weigh in, the number is 603-283-6160. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Dennis, did you hear about that? The latest that they have the government-funded shoot-up dope house? That you have to bring your own. Yeah, it's you have to bring your own dope, like a heroin house, but they watch you shoot up, and if you overdose, they come and revive you and rescue you. So they actually have this open in New York, Manhattan.
Yeah, so would this be called an injection center?
I think that is the official name.
Mm-hmm.
So that you know they had these in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, they had these in Europe.
Yes.
So then didn't they, how many, like 8,000 people died in overdose last year? Was that the...
You mean what, just in Albuquerque, 8,000?
No, I'm talking about nationwide.
Nationwide.
People, nationwide is like 10,000 or something.
Is that
I
all?
I don't know what the...
Okay.
With the people stressed out from the coronavirus,
I would think it would be higher than that. Honestly, that seems low to me. But what about it? I mean, why did you bring up this injection room?
Well, the thing about it is it sounds ridiculous how, it sounds ridiculous if we're just going to give you a safe place for you to shoot up. It sounds crazy, but the benefits of it is that the needles, they throw the needles anywhere. And of course they find people dead, and then another thing is that they exchange, if you bring them the heroin, they'll give you a methadone and substitute. So they're trying to actually wean you off of the real drugs and get you off of the drugs.
Now, who's running the injection room? Is it the city of Albuquerque or is it like a private charity?
No, it's actually in New York, but I want these here in New Albuquerque.
Oh,
we got so many drug addicts.
Yeah, Sarah, we don't agree on a whole lot, but I gotta say, I'm with you on this to the extent that it is not run by the state. Now, I suspect that in a place like Albuquerque, it probably would be, but I don't think these are a bad idea, and I understand that obviously there's a certain group of people that says, drugs bad, must prohibit, arrest, like they can arrest their way out of this problem. It's never worked, it's never going to work. And if you can actually give people who have an addiction some harm reduction, this is called harm reduction. Okay, so the idea is you accept the idea that people are going to use drugs. Okay, we know that's true.
Right.
But there's no amount of there's no amount of television commercials that's going to talk people out of it. No amount of propaganda is going to change this.
And certainly no amount of policing is going to change it.
And so you accept the idea, all right, people are going to use drugs. Now, what can we do to make sure more of them survive the experience and possibly get help so they can stop being a drug addict? Well, here's one idea, and Sarah's got an interesting idea. Let's give people a place to go where they can actually safely inject this highly dangerous chemical with clean needles instead of sharing needles around and getting hepatitis and, HIV and all this. And so you get a fresh needle. You can have a doctor come out and talk to you or whatever, like somebody who's a consultant, and they can help you if you want to get help. Otherwise, at the very least, it gives you somewhere where you can go where you're not as likely to get robbed or, get some sort of disease. I don't think that's a bad idea. If it is not subsidized by taxes, if it's something that is done, and thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight, if it's done voluntarily, like
fine.
Charities are provided, like a church provides the room, and people donate money for the needles, and they know that the government criminal gang, knows the police, isn't going to raid the place and, arrest everybody, then I think that's a step in the right direction.
Sure, people.
If you want to weigh in, thank you, Sarah, for the call there, 603-283-6160. Of course, legalizing it entirely would be the best step. But this is a baby.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.